Daf Chaf Dalet, and we are on Chaf Dalet, top line, top first word, Ba'imine Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan asked from Shmuel. It's a problem even with that question, because Rabbi Yochanan never met Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel was in Bavel. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back, and the Yavetz writes that maybe he wrote him a letter. I don't know, a letter, because we don't, they never met. But either way, that was the, some change the Gersa here. Right, that's the other achronim. If you look in the Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes down all of the rabbis from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way till Ravina and Ravashi. He goes through the Shalshelas HaMesorah. And there, you wouldn't think it, but there's a Ravina and a Kesef Mishnah on that list. You would think that could be so controversial about just writing names. But there is. The Rambam lists off all of the Eluhen Gdolei HaChachamim Shehayu BeBeis Dino Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh V'Kibbu Mimenu. These are the rabbis that were in the Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, following all the way down the line, the chain of Smuchin, Shimon V'Gamliel Banav, Rabbi Efes, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Chanani Ben Chama, Rabbi Chia, Rav, Rabbi Yanai Bar Kapara, Ushmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Oshia. He lists off. This is, again, the Rambam has a big Hakdama to Pirish Mishnayos and to Chelek and to Pirkei Avos. Those are the three famous Hakdamas. But he has a three-page Hakdama right before Sefer Mada to Mishnah Torah. So there he lists off all of these. The last three on the list are Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Oshia. Elu heim hagdolim shekiblu mimenu v'imahem alafim v'rivavos mishar hachachamim. Thousands of other chachamim also. But these were the Ba'alei HaMesorah. Avo bisha elu ha'ech achadasar kiblu m'rabbeinu ha'kadosh v'amdu b'medrasho Rabbi Yochanan katan haya v'yachar kach haya talmid Rabbi Yanai v'kiblu m'menu Torah v'chen kiblu m'Rabbi Yanai v'shmuel kiblu m'Rabbi Chananya ben Chama v'rav chiber sifra sifri v'continues what Rav did, what Rabbi Chia did, the whole list. Okay, so we got Rabbi Yochanan on the list, we have Shmuel on the list, says the Ravid. Amar Avraham, Lohaya Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Oshi, Rabbi Yanai, Bar Kapara, Mevezino Shel Rebbe. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. They're all in the line of Rebbe. It's not true. He says, Vizeh ha'ma'aseif, asaf midaito, v'lo yada alma. Rambam didn't know what he was talking about, says the Ravid. Lohaya v'lo nivra. That's the Ravid's Lashon. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'yesh lomar, Shetam Rabbeinu, D'Shmuel gadol haya b'mei Rebbe, V'kiven t'havi chazi, and even though the Gemara says that Rebbe never was able to give him smicha, lo istaya milsa, the Gemara says about Metzia, that's why Shmuel is never called Reb Shmuel, just Shmuel. He was a great doctor, but he was never able to get smicha. V'kiven t'havi chazi l'mismachay, lama lo yeh nechsha, b'mei zino shal Rebbe. He was right. It was like Kol Roy. It was about to get smicha, so it's good enough to be in the chain of the Mesorah. For Rabbi Yochanan, Emes Hushahaya Katan, but still he learned Torah from him. V'chulu. So some machlokes historically about these people. There is a thought that a diak that Moshe Soloveitchik made, and that is the Rambam wrote all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down till Ravina and Ravashi. Why didn't he keep going? Why didn't he keep going? And just in case we thought, oh, maybe he didn't know. He didn't know after Ravina Vashi. That's not true. If you look in the Meiri's Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, the Meiri goes all the way down till his generation, 1300s. Right? So why did he stop? So says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that the Rambam is not interested in a history book. The Rambam is not giving you the history of halacha. He's giving us a halachic principle, as we just mentioned earlier, and that is he's giving you the Chachmei HaMesorah, the leaders of the Mesorah that passed down the chain, the torch of Halacha, the torch of Torah to the next generation. But that time period in history, the idea of Mesorah Baal Peh ended. When the Mishnah ended, and especially when the Gemara ended, that was a stage of the Mesorah that we don't have anymore. And that's why the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Chafei, you can't argue on the Gemara. An Achron could argue on a Rishon. A later Rishon can argue on an earlier Rishon. You can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, Ravina v'Ravashi sof ha'ra'ah. That's it. So that stage of Ba'alei HaMesorah ended. That's why the Rambam stops. Ravina and Ravashi, because that was the end of a certain stage. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Nimsa, Ravina v'Ravashi, v'chavireyem, sof gedolei chachma Yisrael, ha'ma'atikim Torah Shebal Peh, v'shegazru gzeros, v'iskinu takanos, v'hinhigu minhagos, u'pashtu gzerosam v'takanosam u'minhagosam, b'chol Yisrael, b'chol makomos moshvoseyem. Right? All their laws, became law for all the Jewish people. The Achar Beis Dino Shel Rav Ashi Shechiber HaTalmud B'Yimei Bino V'Gamro. After the days of the Gemara, Nispazru Yisrael B'Chol HaAratzos Pizur Yeser V'Higiyu L'Kitzvos U'Le'iyim HaRechokim V'Rabas Ketata Ba'Olam V'Nishtapshu Adrachim B'Gayasos V'Nismai Talmud Torah V'Lo Niskansu Yisrael Lilmod B'Yeshivoseyem Alafim Revavos Kamo Shayim Mikodim. They weren't thousands of people learning all together with a centralized Beis Din. No more. So therefore, you cannot have that stage of Mesora did not exist anymore. They are just people learning in private different places. And there was nothing ever enacted since then that applies to all of Klal Yisrael. That's it. It's finished. That power, that authority of being a law for all Bnei Yisrael, that ended with Ravina and Rav Ashi in the days of the Gemara. And that's what we call Chazal. The Gaonim, the Rishonim. Again, there are certain minhagim that we do have, but they weren't like a takana, like the minhagim of Sfira. The Avelos of Sfira, that's in the Gaonim. But everybody does it. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Once the Shulchan Aruch quotes something, even though it's not in the Gemara, we do it. Right? The saying HaMelech HaMishpat. Actually, that's in the Gemara. I'm sorry. Saying Zachreinu L'chaim and Micha Mocha. That's nowhere in the Gemara. So the Rishonim from the Gaonim. That's why the Rashi was even against it. How could you add in the first three, the last three? But we do it. We do it because the Rishon Kedara quotes it. So there are, but it's not, it doesn't have as it's not as forceful, halachically, as a takana from the days of Chazal. So, anyway, that is all from the first line of the Gemara. First line of Yochanan and Shmuel question. We spoke about Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel a little bit. Okay, so what is the question? Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, O Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. The question that we had on Amud Beis previously. Is there Avelos on Shabbos or not? Tosva says, the question is about, on top, Dvarim Shebitzina. The question is about Dvarim Shebitzina. Dvarim Shebifarhestia, for sure not. Public displays of Avelos on Shabbos, for sure no. That's for sure not. The question is, Dvarim Shebitzina. That was the machlokas we had on yesterday's daf. Dvarim Shebitzina, whether they are knowing or not. And Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel a question, and Shmuel's answer was, Amar Lei, Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. His answer was no. There was no Avelos on Shabbos, meaning not even Dvarim Shebitzina. Tosfos points out that Rabbi Yochanan did not accept that answer. He asked him the question, but Rabbi Yochanan did not accept that answer. The Ritva here says it's possible, you have to figure out how to line this up with the earlier Gemara, that he was even asking him about Dvarim Shebifarhestia. Could be that he was asking him that question. And the Ritva has a line where he interestingly parallels the Machlokas that we already had twice in this Masechta. And that is, Machlokas Rishonim, what does it mean there's no Avelos on Yontif? Does that mean nothing? Like the Rambam Shita? No Avelos at all. Or do we say, no, it's Dvarim Shebitzina, there are, the Ramban, and Baal HaTosfos, that there is some private Avelos on Yontif. Says the Ritva, if you say there is some private Avelos on Yontif, so you gotta make a chilek between Yontif and Shabbos. Because Yontif, as we know, the Mishnah said earlier, Daf Yud Ches, does not count for Shiva. So if Yontif has Avelos in private, and doesn't count for Shiva, then it must, Shabbos has got to be one step more. So what does Shabbos have? So that's how you can have the issue and the possibility of Dvarim in public on Shabbos. Because it's got to be one step up from Yontif. But if you say, like the Rambam says, the Ritva, that there is no Avelos on Shabbos, if you say there is no Avelos on Yontif, so then you could be one step up, that on Shabbos, why does it count? Because you at least have Dvarim Shebitzina. So you have to figure out how, if there's a way to get out of that. Right? Is there a way to say that there is Avelos on Yontif, Bitzina, and it does not count, and there's only Avelos on Shabbos, Bitzina, and it does count? You gotta go based on the Tosas that we had yesterday in terms of Oneg and Simcha. The Chiddush would be, though, that the behavior is the same. Behavior is the same. Okay, inherently there's a difference between Oneg and Simcha. But if the behavior is the same, that makes it a little more difficult. Right? That's why the Ritva's Svara makes a lot of sense that the Machlokos are related. Okay, it's not Mukhrach, but it makes sense. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan asked Shmuel this question, and Shmuel answers, there is no Avelos on Shabbos. Good. Yasvi Rabbanan Kamei Rav Papa. The Rabbanan sat in front of Rav Papa, v'ka'amri mishmei de Shmuel. They said in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel who just gave the answer, that there is no Avelos on Shabbos. Meaning everything's mutter. Avel shashimesh bintaso bimei evlo chayev misa. Right, in the name of Shmuel, that an Avel is usher to have Dvarim Shebitzina. Right, Chayim Misa, very strong Lashon. Amalei Rav Papa, no, Aser Itmar. Aser Itmar, it doesn't say Chayim Misa, it's Aser. It's Aser to be, that was what Rav Papa said, that's what Shmuel said. That's what you think Shmuel said. Umishmei Rav Yochanan Itmar, and you got it wrong. It was Rav Yochanan, and it was Aser. It wasn't Shmuel and Chayiv. It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Aser. This is where Tosafot gets it from, that he did not accept Shmuel's opinion. And if you heard anything in the name of Shmuel, this is what you heard. Amar Avtachlifa Baravivi Amar Shmuel. Avel, something else. Shalopara v'shalopirem Chayiv Misa. That's what Shmuel said. An Avel who does not tear his clothing or does not grow his hair long, does not do those nihukim of Avelus, that's the problem. That's Chayiv Misa. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, by the Bnei Aaron. And we mentioned, the Rambam quotes two different sources for Hilchas Avelus. We have right here, the Bnei Aaron, Shmini, and also we have the Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. And then the brothers, says the Pasuk here, Shneamar, Rasheichem al Tifra'u, Aaron was told, you can't act like a regular Avel. Rasheichem al Tifra'u, don't grow your hair long. And don't tear your clothing. And you will not die in that way. But anybody else would be doing something wrong. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Gilyon HaShas here, B'Kiva Eger, on the word Aser Itmar. When her papa said, no, it's Aser, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, asked the Gilyon HaShas, what's the chiddush of this statement? If this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, what's his chiddush? It's a brisa that an avel is aser b'tashrei shemitah. Says the Gilyon HaShas. You see it on the bottom. Lo yadati ma chiddush bazeh ha'isa b'brisa la'el daf chavala ve'elu dvarim shavel aser b'hem u'b'tashvish. It's a big statement of Rabbi Yochanan. It's a brisa. So no answer given. So the achronim after Rabbi Kiva Eger all try to give answers. The Rishash says we're talking about Shabbos. That's the chiddush. That's the context of the Gemara. It's even b'shabbos. That brisa is talking about weekday. You might have thought that Shabbos is different. So even b'shabbos. The Sfas Emma says, maybe the Chiddush is even on day 7. Even on day 7, where you might have said, Mixas Hayom Kekulo, you don't go that far in terms of this, in terms of Tashmish, that's also separate from the issue of Bayom, but day 7, he says, you will not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo here. Okay, some suggestions, for that. The question is, though, the Gemara here quotes a Pasuk. Is the Isser of, let's say, the rest of Avelos is Daraisa. Okay, the concept. So is the Isser of Tashmish Daraisa? Chayiv Misa, the Gemara says. And especially according to the Rishonim that say, all Avelos is Rabbanan, then this Pasuk cannot be taken literally, and that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says right here in the second Tosfos, it is an Asmachta Ba'alma. Avagav Tepashi Tekro Ha'acher Poreu Farem, Vimhem Yasu Yamusu, says Tosfos, Nira Da Asmachta Ba'alma Hu. It can't be literal. Why? Because if you look in Sanhedrin, the list of those who are Chayiv Misa, Misa's best, and it's not there. So we find sometimes the Gemara uses a lashon of Chayiv Misa, but it's not literal. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about if a Talmud Chacham goes out with a stain on his shirt. Chayiv Misa. Not one of the Dalet Misa's Besdin. But it means it's a very inappropriate behavior, and it can lead to Chil Hashem, whatever it is, but that's what the Gemara here, Tosfos here says, it is... It does not mean literally the Pasuk Chayiv Misa, but it is an Asmachta. And the Ritva here says that too. V'nirin advarim d'bemisa midrabanan kamar. Whatever that means. Misa midrabanan. It's Misa on a rabbinic level. Ulafisha kala overal d'bei chachamim chayiv Misa b'dei shamayim v'kura Asmachta ba'alma. D'hadrasha d'kura midaraisa la'an fa'achrina midrash. Right, you can darshan it in a different way. Okay, when the Ritva says Asmachta, it's always good to remember the words of the Ritva on Asmachta. We had this a couple of months ago in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugyav, in Yana Dioma, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Right, that we know there is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say that saying the Brachos of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros are Durabanan. That's what the Ramban says, that's what Moshe say. Saying those, especially if you say Tefillah is all Durabanan, you gotta say that. But it's Durabanan. There is a line in Rashi, and the Gemara sounds that way. The Gemara says, Hashem says, Imru lefanai malchi zachronis and shofros. If Hashem says it, doesn't that mean it's daraisa? That's the language of the Gemara. Imru lefanai. So the Ritva in two places, both in Tezayin, where the Gemara says that, and also later on in the last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva says, don't be mistaken. Don't think that this is daraisa. Even though it's learned that from Sukkim. Right? Zachronis, malchi, shetamlichuni aleichem, ubameu, b'shofar. Don't think it's daraisa, the Ritva says. It's Durabanan that's learned that from a pasuk. Eyes and Asmachta. Realize Asmachta means Durabanan. But then the Ritva has his well-known formulation, which we'll quote again. We quote it every couple of months. That's the Gadlus of Daf Yomi. We get to re-quote the major shitos that come up all the time. Says the Ritvan, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, V'hadik Amar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchi Zachronos V'Shofros. Hashem says it. Mishum, Tiapagav De Psuki Malchi Zachronos V'Shofros, Einem Min HaTorah, Ela Midra Banan, Yesh Lilmo Cheroi LaHaskir, Psuki True, Psuki Zikar, and it's very important, but it's still an Asmachta. But then the Ritva says, Shekoma, don't think Asmachta is just like a game. A game where the rabbis search for a word that sounds like their halacha, and they connected it to that word. It is Drabbanan, that's true, but it's a strong Drabbanan. Asmachta means the rabbis looked through the Torah and found a hint to their law in the Torah. And we believe, says the Ritva, that Hashem had that kavana when he gave us the Torah. This doesn't mean that every achronish of varts, that we could have a drush on a pasuk, that was meant. Okay, the Torah is understood in 70 different ways. Shivim panim haTorah, and we can interpret on the different levels. But here we're talking about Chazal, as we mentioned before, before Ravina and Ravashi. So they have a certain power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this kavana in terms of halacha. Shekom ha-she'ish lo aslachtam en ha-pasik, heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'roi la'asos kein. Ela shelo kavu chova, umasru l'chachamim. He let the rabbis have certain creativity power. V'zeh dover barer ve'emes. And this is emes. V'lo k'divri ha-mefarshim ha-asmachtos, shu k'derach simin, she'nitnu chachamim. Don't think it's just a simin, working backwards, they found a word to hang their hat on. No. Velosha kavanas haTorah lakach. Don't think that. Chas v'sholom! The Ritva is very strong about this. Yishtaka adover velo yomar. Shezudas minusu. If you say the rabbis are just playing games, that's heretical. Aval haTorah he'ira pakach, umas rechiv adover, lakavu lakachamem yirtzu. Ulafichach, timsu chachamem, nosdim b'chol makom, raya o zecher, o asmachta, l'deverim min haTorah. Klomar, she'inam mechashim davar milibam. V'kol Torah shebal peh, Remuza b'Torah shevichzav shehi tamima v'chas v'shalom shehi chaseira klum. Boom. Words of the biting words of the Ritva on Asmachta. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Okay, we continue. So, what was this context about Tashma Shemita during Shiva? Pashas is Drabanan. It is a Drabanan. Asmachta b'Yalma. We continue about 12 lines down. Amara from Bar Papa, one of our friends from Asiyum. Rav from Bar Papa. Tana Evel Rabasi. It says in Evel Rabasi. Machlokas what that is. Rashi says it means Maseches Smachos. One of the Maseches Ketanos that we have in the back of, I think, Maseches Avodah Zarah. Problem is, this is not in our Maseches Smachos. So maybe there's another Brisa that was the Evel Rabasi. Avel Asu L'Shavish B'Tasu B'Mei Evlo. U'Maisa B'Echa Shivish B'Tasu B'Mei Evlo. There was one time that a person was with his wife. V'Shamtu Chazir Meskviyaso. And the pigs took care of him. Either they killed him, or they mutilated his aver, mida keneged mida, in terms of what he was involved in. So, either way, he did not have a good ending. And suddenly, Biuri Hadaf, one of the Achronim, why Dafka pig? Why Dafka pig took care of him? So the pig, as we know, this is one of the proofs that the Torah is eternal and divine, a pig is the only animal that has split hooves and does not chew its cud. The only one. The Torah gives an example of each one. The other one is the camel, right? No split hoof, right? So the camel. The Torah lists off a few. Camel, the rabbit, which one? Some of them don't have either. I think the ones that the Torah lists have one and not the other. So some have one direction. The pig is the only one that has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud. That's why the Chazal say a pig is compared to those who on the outside say, I'm perfect, I'm kosher. The pig holds up its feet, right? I have split hooves. But deep down inside, in private, the pig is not kosher. So that's this guy who is observing Avelos b'farhesya, right? He's observing properly, and then inside with his wife, Tashma Shemitah, he's not. So that's like a pig. Exactly, mida keneged mida, that on the outside he's observing, but not on the inside. Amazing. Amar Shmuel Vayter, Pachaz Chova, Natar Rishus. What does this mean? The three things that are abbreviated with Pachaz are obligatory. And Nasar, those three are Rishus. What does that mean? Priyas harosh, growing one's hair long. Chazaras kera la'achorav, turning around the kera back, meaning after somebody tears kriya and they turn it back. Zekifas hamita, what is it talking about? Chova, it means on Shabbos, right? Chova, zekifas hamita, putting your bed back straight up. Chova, that is an obligation. Right? And therefore that would be avelus, but for hesia, and therefore you have to do these. You have to do these. Chova. Ne'ilas asando, tashmish amita, berechitia, zidan raglayim, bechamin, arvis, rishus. Those are rishus. Meaning, even if you don't do these, so some people who are not in avelus don't do these either. Right? So therefore there's not, it's not obligatory. Why? Look at Rashi. Ne'ilas asando, delav, kule alma, saimi, misan abashabas. Not everybody wears shoes. So therefore, if you're not wearing shoes, it's not muchach that you're in avel. Right, or the earlier one, Prias Arosh. What do you mean Prias Arosh? So growing your hair, what do you mean? You have to get a haircut? No, Prias Arosh also means uncovering the hair. Right, like we had before, Atifa Sarosh, the opposite Atifa is Priya. Uncovering the hair. So you have to, because if you sit there with the covered hair, that's clear that one is an Avel, and one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. There is no Avelus but for Hesia on Shabbos. Somebody once asked me, how can we say Shiram Alas on Shabbos? Right, why do we say Shiram Alas? Right, Zecha L'Chorban. Isn't that Avelos on Shabbos? Right, but the answer is that the Shlach Kadosh says, we say Al Naraz Bavo during the week and Shiram Alas on Shabbos. So it's Dafka not. It's a special Shabbos thing. So that's the, so it might not be a problem. So the question is, how do we sing? Many sing Imesh Kachech on Shabbos. That's from Al Naraz Bavo. So is that a din of Avelos? That's remembering Yerushalayim. But, the minute goal is to be Mekel in terms of these songs. So back to the Gemara. So Nasar is a Chobah. You have to do these on Shabbos because it's Avelos Bi Farhesya. And the other ones are Avelos Bi Bitsina. Continuing. Varav Amar. Afriyas Arosh Rishus. No, even Priyas Arosh could be a Rishus. Meaning an Avel does not have to uncover his head. Vishmuel Maishna Ne'ilas Asando de Rishus. Why does Shmuel say that Ne'ilas Asando is a Rishus? Delav Kuliyama Aviti Desami Misanayu. Because some people don't wear shoes. So if you're not wearing shoes, that's not a tip-off that you're an Avel. Right? So maybe you're about some other reason. So Priya Zoroshnami Lav Kuliyama Aviti Demiglu Rashayu. Some people who aren't Avelim also cover their head. Right? So why is that a Chova? So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel Lataime. This is Shmuel Lishitaso. You know why he says you have to uncover your head? Because he says Atifa is something special. To Amar Shmuel, Kol Kera She'enu B'Shaz Chimim Eno Kera. That's not a Rishunel, it's just quoted in the same statement. Any tear that is not at the time of high emotional intensity, that's not a Kera. Kera's got to be at the time of emotion. Different Minhagim, at the time of the Levaya, at the time of the Kvura. V'chol Atifa She'ena Katifa Yishma'elim Ein Atifa. And any Atifa, any wrapping ourselves in a cloak, which is not like the Arabs do, right? The Arabs that, you know, they basically cover their whole face besides their eyes, right? So they ain't Atifa. That's not an Atifa. I mean, that's how we have to do Atifa, and that's what Shmuel says that an Avel has to do. That's why Shmuel says you gotta uncover it on Shabbos. Cause nobody sits there like that if one is not an Avel. So that's why Shmuel said what he says. Rav argues on that. Rav says you don't need such a serious Atifa for an Avel, and a Mela, that behavior might be done by other people. And therefore, you don't have to uncover it on Shabbos. Just finish this. Machmir Rabbi Nachman ad gubi de dikna. Rabbi Nachman showed, where's his atifa? Up until the cheeks, like the dimples in the cheeks. That's where it has to be covered from. Sounds like it's from the bottom. Meaning up until the dimples, period. Stop there for a moment. Two discussions that we need to have. Number one, the rush. The rush on this Gemara, where it says, Ne'ilas Asandal. Ne'ilas Asandal is a rishus. Right, and therefore you don't have to take off your shoes because some people don't wear shoes. Says the Rosh, maybe that was then. But nowadays everybody wears shoes. Says the Rosh, right here, everybody wears shoes today. So you can't say that, you know, if somebody is wearing those mourner shoes, on Shabbos especially, nobody's going to be wearing those shoes on Shabbos. And therefore the Rosh says, V'ha idna de'ein regilus lelech yachaf have ne'ilas asandal chova. Nowadays where the custom is not to walk barefoot, yachaf, so you have to, an Avel's not allowed to wear his Avelos shoes on Shabbos. That's Devarim Sheba Farhesya, and therefore he has to put on his regular shoes. The Rosh goes into, what about Talmud Torah? Learning. That's not listed on these six. What about learning? Says the Rosh, Yired Avi Devar Sheba Tzina. I think that's Devar Sheba Tzina, so he's not allowed to learn. Aval, I think I mentioned this in passing this recently, Aval Lachzer HaParsha. But just to be Maver Sedra with the Rashi, Kivan to chayiv adam lahashlam parshiyosiv ematzibur havi kakore eshma umutter. Unbelievable line. I was always inspired by this line about the importance of being maver sedra. You're even allowed to do it during avelus. It's unbelievable, right? It's in Shulchan Aruch. Gemara in Brach is in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked by somebody learning all day, I learned Sosa Nesivos all day. Do I have to be Maver Seder with Rashi? Says Rav Moshe, of course you do. That's ABCs. But it's not like, oh, we're ever past Chumash and Rashi. No. And that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says to be Maver Sedra with Chumash and Unkelis, Chumash and Rashi, maybe not be Ma'ayin in every Rashi of Sifsech HaChum and Gur Aryeh in the Mefarshim. But at least Rashi on the surface. He says, it's just like saying Shema, because it's something that every Jew has to do. That's what the Rosh says. So anyway, the Rosh says, though, that since today everybody wears shoes, so Mamela, one is not allowed to go barefoot, because then that would be a tip-off point that he is an Avel. Interesting halacha in a totally different context. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to duchen barefoot. The Mishnah Berurah says, one shouldn't duchen barefoot. You got to take off your shoes for duchening. That you have to do. But what about without socks? What about duchening barefoot without socks? So the Mishnah Berurah says, not a good idea. Kasvuhu achronim, doesn't say it's aser, de'ein nachon. Ein nachon la'alus la'duchen yachif mamish. It's not appropriate. Why? Shehu derech ginai. She'ein regilin. Bizman hazeh. Leilech yachaf levnei agadolim. Same story as the Rosh. Just like the Rosh says, bizman hazeh, nobody goes barefoot, and therefore, you gotta take, your novel's gotta put on shoes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Achronim, here in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Katan Yud Ches, Kohen should not duchin barefoot without socks, because you wouldn't walk that way without socks in front of gadolim. Ela she'ish leilech, but puz meka'o shal beged. Socks. V'chein ha'minog. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is the minhag. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos here discusses this, and says, V'lo chashinon lehistaklus ulehesach adash alakol, af, and then he adds, he quotes this from a Tshuva for Moshe. Is it better? There's many halachas in duchening that we don't want people to look at their eyes to be caught by the kohen. That's why if a kohen has certain types of mumin, he's not allowed to duchen because people are going to be focused on the kohen, and we know that you're not supposed to look at the hands of the kohen because of Hashem's brachas going through the hands. So anyway, ask the Rav Moshe. Moshe is in, if you want to look at Beis, Lamed Beis. He says, what about if the kohen's wearing really cool socks? Really, really, like socks with colors, and I know some Kohanim that wear really cool socks, right? So is that a problem? Moshe says no problem. Moshe says no problem with that. He says because the Avim Apuz Bekos Shonos Bemarayin Me Apuz Bekos Regilus Shol Shark Kohanim Vafim Yish Bem Kroim Im Kimishum Kvod Hashchina V'Kavod Atzibur Sorokon Lishtadol Lishnaig B'Midas Derech Eretz. Sometimes it's Derech Eretz, it's Derech Eretz, not like inappropriate, but even Moshe says that's not a problem as long as he's wearing socks. But then he says, Ukimochen, yesh ladas. Yes, the minhag is to wear socks. But mikol makom, what if a kohen doesn't have socks? What if a kohen's not wearing socks? What if there is a kohen who never wears socks? Right, what if there's a kohen in Eretz Yisrael that wears sandalim without socks, always? He never wears socks. It's a fellow Rav that said to me recently, he had the shaila. He's always mocked me that he tries to get the kohen to wear socks, based on the Mishnah Berurah. And some kohen walked in and said, I never wear socks, even in the winter I don't wear socks. I wear sandals. What? This is what I do. So the whole Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah lived in Radin. Everybody wore socks in Radin. Everybody wore something. They didn't go around without socks. But in Eretz Yisrael today, there are many people, they go to work with sandals without socks. So the Piskei Tshuvos at least says, you let him duchen. For sure, it's better than going up with sandals without socks. Definitely to go better barefoot than to go with shoes. It's better to tell him, you know, the Mishnah Berurah, better to mention it. But that is that there's a change based on the fact that nowadays maybe we go backwards. Right, I don't know. So regarding the Rosh's halacha, the Rosh that, you know, nowadays nobody goes around barefoot. But I don't really think the Rosh was talking about barefoot versus socks. The Rosh was talking about shoes and no shoes. Everybody today wears shoes. Right? And they don't wear, you know, Yom Kippur shoes and Avel shoes. Either way, that is one important discussion relating to Nesias Kapayim. The other discussion is the last point, and that is Atifa. Ka'atifa Yishma'elim. Right, the line that Rabbi Shmuel quoted, was, if there's no Atifa, like Atifa's Yishma'elim, so then it is not called an Atifa. So, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how serious your Atifa has to be. Shmuel says it's got to be really serious, and Rav says not. It's fascinating here that when we have many different rules of Psak. Rav and Shmuel, what do we usually say? Halacha karav bi'isurei, halacha kishmua bedinei. Rav was the expert in Issa v'heter. So when it comes to Issa v'heter, we pass him like Rav. And when it comes to Dini Mamanis, we pass him like Shmuel. He was the expert in Dini Mamanis. So this is like Issa v'heter. This isn't Dini Mamanis. So you would say halacha karav bi'isurei. That's what you would say in this statement. That's what Tosva says. Tosva says in Dibur Maskel u'Shmuel. Tosva says, Mustama Rav Shmuel, halacha karav. That's what you might have said. Halacha is like Rav because halacha karav bi'i surei. If you look in the Me'iri, if you look in the Ritva, they both paskin like Shmuel here. They both paskin like Shmuel. Says the Ritva right here. V'hashadas is l'hachi. Even Rav, I think, agrees that Atifas Yishmaelim is l'chadchila. It's just that you don't need it. And then he says, V'yavagav t'kaimel an hilchaz akarav b'isurei. And even though I pass him like Rav b'isurei, v'kaimel an halacha k'divrei hameko ba'avel. There's another principle. What if you have two principles of psak that go against each other? Avo b'shekvar manu she'ein haklal el b'machlokas amarami yishlomer sh'dei halacha k'shmuel d'zu. Why keep it the Rav Nachman do Basra Sphira Lake Kishmuel Umachvi Lamaisa Kavase? Right, these later Amaraim showed what Ativas Ishmaelim is. Makes it sound like Shmuel. So there's all different rules about Psak. Karabi Sura Lakishmuel Badine. What about Allah Devere Makeup Avil? How about later Amaraim follow the earlier Shita? So you got a Machlokas we've shown him here what applies. Good. There is also an important discussion in the tour. Where's the tour? In Hilchas Tzitzis. The Torah in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simen Ches. The Torah quotes a machlokas between the Gaonim and the Itur. What's the machlokas? Here we go. The Seder Atifaso. How do we put on our tzitzis every morning? Tzitzis/talis. What do we do? So, Pirshua Gaonim, Ka Atifas Yishmaelim, Shehi Atifa Gemura. What do? Say the Gaonim like the Arabs put on. Meaning, and that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that when we first put on our talis, we wrap it, and we basically throw it over our left shoulder, and we keep our eyes out, and we say, we be a bracha before that, we say a couple of psukim, ayakra lokim, right? Whatever the minhag is. But that's what we do. We do atifas yishmaelim. Right? We wrap it around, and we cover ourselves. She atifa gemura. That is the shita of the gonim. Where did the gonim get this from? Our gemara. That's the source, the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Taimam, number one, midim avarchina lehis atef patzitzis. Because we say lehis atef, and you have to have real itof. Alma itof be'inan. Ube perak elu magalchin omar Shmuel. Kol atifa, she'ena kativa zishmaelim, ena atifa. There it is. The source for what we do every morning is our Gemara that we just read. Afalgav says the Bach. De'enim afurish hachi betalma legabe tzitzis. Even though our Gemara is talking about avelas and not tzitzis. That's the Gaonim. Ubal ha'itur kasav. The Torah continues. It says the Bal ha'itur says de lo be'inam kulehai. You don't really need to do that. Ela kederach bnei adam shemiskasin b'ksusasan fa'oskin b'malachtan pa'amin b'kisi harosh u'pa'amin b'gili harosh. Ituf, you don't need atifas harosh like you need by avelus, says the Itur. You just need ituf like people wear when they go to work. So nowadays, right, we have a special beged shel tefillah, which we call a talis. But in the days of old, they had four-corner garments, they wore it all day. What, so you're going to have it over your head, you can't see anything? That's no. Just wear it as you go to work. V'kaimalon, and then the Beis Yosef here quotes, V'kaimalon to be Isuri alacha karav, l'gabi Shmuel. We pass him like Rav. And therefore, and it's a special, and besides that, the Maria Buavi quote says, it's a special din by Avelus. Especially when we have velos, you have to have atifa. Avagabi tzitzis, sha'atora chiva oso biksus, sha'adam iskase. The Torah just says, your clothing should be, have tzitzis on it. Kacha yechiv. V'nomar shaloshin lis'atev, loshin kisui. When we say lis'atev in the morning, it just means to be covered up. And then I finally found the Bala Iter, and he says that beferish. And therefore, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch is mako, like the Bala Iter. What we do every day like that is a chumrah, pashtus. We do it because that's what the Achronim say to do, to follow the Gaonim L'chadchila. But as long as it covers my body, again, to have a tiny little talus that just goes around my neck, that's not covering anything. That's nothing. But if I do wrap it around my body and it's covering my shoulders, my body, even though it's not wrapped around my head, so then Pajmaker, a din, that's fine. Right? But Nachon, all the Shulchan Aruch says, Kedar Shabbat Adam Shemiskasim, Biksus Asam, because the language of the Itur. Poskim Imalachta. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chachila to do like the Itur, at least for the time it takes you to walk Dalat Amos. Meaning for a few seconds. Hold that in place. Okay? Important discussion relating to Hilchas Tzitzis. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu El Shein Lo Min Alam Baraglav. When do we say that you have to uncover your head on Shabbos when you don't have shoes on? But if you're wearing shoes, then obviously everybody knows that you're not an Avil. So you don't have to be so machbit about the other Nihugim. But if you're wearing shoes, everybody knows you're not an Avil. Period. The first statement that Shmuel had made. Any kara, any tear that's not at the time of heightened emotional intensity is not a kara. Really? When Shmuel heard that Rav had died, he tore 12 garments of his. Right? Pasha says he wasn't wearing 12 garments at once. It means every time he put on another one, he was still upset. Amar, Ozel Gavra Davi Mistafina Mine. Oi! The person I was scared of is left. And Rabbi Yochanan heard about Rabbi Chanina. Karlei Tleiser Isali Melsa. He tore, right, 13 of his fancy clothing. Omer also Gavra Davi Mistafina Mina. So you see, it was even later. Answers the Gemara, no. Shiny Rabbanan. Tekiva to call Shaita Midkri Shmaitayu Kshas Kimim Dami. These Amoraim had a high emotional state whenever they mentioned the deceased rabbi's name. So it was always Shas Chimum. That's what they kept tearing. It works well with Shmuel. Right? It's because they were still at Shas Chimum. What does it mean, this person that I was scared of? Rashi says, because I was scared of the questions that he would ask me. So Rashi says, that's what Misafin Mene Bakushios. Right? So that, really? Because that he asked me. Why would that be a reason to be scared? So the Tosas Arashi here quotes the Ravid, and the Meiri also quotes, no, because I knew he would ask me questions, I learned the sugya better in the first place. And now he's upset because I know he's not around to ask me questions, so I'm not going to learn it. If anybody ever learns something for themselves versus learning something that to prepare a shir that you're going to give, ain't a domet. Because if I have to give a shir, I know I have to ask it to be clear. People could ask me questions, so it's got to be much clearer. So that's what Rashi means. Right, Tosa Rashi here quotes the Ravid. If you look in the Marsha says no. It just means as Hashem lokecha tira l'rabo samedi chachamim. It means the mitzvah of being in awe of another Rav. Right, not the Yishim and Hamsuni story. As Hashem lokecha tira l'rabo samedi chachamim. That's what it means. Not to be scared of his questions. Either way, that's what these Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel both said. Also, the language is that he tore a fancy type of beged. There is a kula, achronim have. The Gilyon Marsha quotes it on Shulchan Aruch here in Ilchas Aveilus. What if somebody, Rachman al-Islam, when they find out about a relative, a ptira, they're wearing a beged that's very fancy. They're wearing their best suit. Do they have to tear that best suit? Right, if they're in a room, Shas Yisias Hashama. So there is a kula that if you switch right away, it's okay. Again, it's still got to be a Shas Chimum. But if someone doesn't want to tear their fancy beged, there is a kula that's quoted. Even though here it says that Rabbi Yochanan tore all these fancy begadim. Vaiter, Amalei Rav Bar Adel Rava, Amar Talmidcha Rav Amram. Your student told me, either your student was Rav Amram, or they told me the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, Avel Kol Shiva Karo Lefanav. The tear is in front of the Avel. V'imbala Achlef Machlef V'koreya. If he wants to change shirts, he's got to tear the next shirt. That's what we generally don't switch. But he's got to tear the next shirt. B'Shabbos Koro L'Acharav. On Shabbos, you put the tear in back. Or you can change your shirt. Right? If somebody's affluent enough to have two shirts, they can take off their Kriya shirt. So question mark. So you see that if they change their shirt, they're going to have to tear another shirt. That's not a Shas Chimum. So isn't that against Shmuel? So maybe that one is just talking about I'll keep it of the aim. Not really a per se Chiv of Kriya. Like we had earlier. So those extra tears of extra shirts that you put on that you just do look covered your parents. So are those allowed to be sewed back up or not? We had 2 days ago that tears for parents are not allowed to be sewn back up. So what about these extra ones? Pligi ba'avud Rav Oshio bar Kapara. Chadamar ein mesachin v'chadamar mesachin. Machlokas. Testaim da'avud Rav Oshio damar ein mesachin. Let's say he's the one that says you cannot. Damar Rav Oshio ein mesachin. Miman shami le'lama la'me'avua. Didn't Rav Oshio hear that from his father. So, lo, mibar kapara, Rabbi Shamilei, he could have heard it from his Rebbe. Amar Rava, Avel Matayel, ba'unkeli b'toch beiso, and Avel is allowed to walk around on Shabbos in his shirt in his house. In the shirt that he tore. Meaning that's Bitsina. So he doesn't leave his house. Abaya, Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Paris place, Sudri Areshe, Vazlavasi b'beise. Abaya found Rav Yosef that he was walking around with Atifa in his house. Amar le lavsar v'lamar in Avilos b'Shabbos. What do you mean? Why are you doing this? Dvarim Shebetzina Nohe. Dvarim Shebetzina can be Nohe. And this is where the Ritva quotes the Bahalachas Gedolos. We talked about the Shita a few days ago. The Bahag says, so we paskin like that. Dvarim Shebetzina Nohe. Pazak Alachas Gedolos Kerab Yochanan. La Fuke Me Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel said earlier, Tashma Shamita is a Rishus. Dvarim Shebetzina who? Right? Rabbi Yochanan. Lakula. And even though, that's like the Dvarim Shebetzina, like L'chumra, I'm sorry, the Dvarim Shebetzina are Nohig, even though there were some Shittas before that said that there was no Avelos on Shabbos. And even though Halacha Kedei Remeko Ba'avel, look at this key line, Hani Mili B'machlokes Shel Tanaim. You only say that, I'm in Tosis, Hachi, right? You only say that principle by a Machlokes Tanaim. Aval B'milsa Da'am O'ro'i Lo Amran. Right, you don't say halacha devar make halacha by a machlokas amaraim, only by a machlokas tanoim. As we spoke about a couple of days ago from Rav Shechter, based on the toast Rashi in Ksubis about elu ve'elu, applies more to the shitas of the tanoim. But to the amaraim, a lot of what they argue about is what the tanoim said. So therefore you wouldn't apply. Halacha devar make halacha, which is based on the principle of elu ve'elu, you wouldn't say that. But in a chinami, maybe even the Bahag would agree that if it was a machlokas amaraim misvaram dinafshe, that you would say halacha devar make halacha in that context as well. Okay, period. Rav Elazar Omar, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Yontif breaks Avelus. The Mishnah back on Daf Yotes, not Yotes, Yotes. Yontif breaks Avelus. Rav Elazar says, since we don't have a base of Mikdash, Shavuos is just like Shabbos. There's no karbanos for 7 days, Tashlumin. It's like Shabbos. Rav Gamliel says, Rav Shonin and Yom Kippur are like Yontif. Says the Gemara. Amar Avgidl Bar Menashe Amar Shmuel, Allah Chagor B'Gamliel. The Allah Chagor B'Gamliel. The Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are like a Yontif. Viki Dimasi Lahadr Avgidl Bar Menashe Yaho. And some learn that statement of Rav Gidl on the following. Kol Amid Yom. If a child, Rachman al-Islan, a baby dies before 30 days. Tinok Yotze Bechek V'Nikvar B'Isha'achas V'Shnei Anashim. The Tinok, the baby does not need the covet of having a real coffin. But, you know, just take a bechek, just carry him out, and it can be buried. Not everybody in the city has to go to the Levaya, right? Just at least a couple of people. One woman and two men could go. But not the opposite, because of yichud problems. One woman and two men. Even though usually one man and two women is a problem, but by a Levaya, they're the Hilchas Yichud. At least some of the rabbinic Hilchas Yichud could be waived at a Levaya. We don't think that there's any worry. Tosa says on top, B'shas Avelus Detrida Shari. Ve'en Om Demala B'shura, and within 30 days there is no Chiyav to make the Shuras Avelim. Ve'en Om Remala Birchas Avelim B'tan Chumi Avelim. If it's before 30 days. Ben Shloshim, Rachman al-Assad, if a baby dies when he's already 30, then Yotze B'Deloskama, he's obligated to have at least a low-level type of coffin. Deloskama is like a container of some type. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Deloskama, and he tells Ba'kaseif, and he tells Ba'agafayim. Not one that you put on the shoulder, but one that needs to be carried by at least two people, because that's more covet. V'omdim ala b'shura, v'omrim ala b'rechaz avela, v'tachumi avela. Fine. Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, but once it's a baby's a year old, Yotze Bemita. Then he requires a real appropriate coffin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, who Ben Shana Ve'Evarav Keben Shtayim, who Ben Shtayim Ve'Evarav Keben Shana, Yotze Bemita. As long as he has something related to a 2 year old, then he gets the coffin. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Either he looks like it or he really is. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Hayotze Bemita, Rabbi Matziv Ben Alav. If he has a mita, if he has a regular coffin, then that brings people to mourn properly, and that's why we say that by a certain age, we're required to do that. Eina yotze b'mita, eina rabbim matzivin alav. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, a different formulation. Nika l'rabim. If it was a kid that everybody knew about, then rabbim misaskinimo, rabbim has to be misasik in him. Eino nika l'rabim, eina rabbim misaskinimo. Okay, all different deus of that. Obviously, if one wants to be involved, can be involved. But this is saying the requirement, at least halachically. Umahin behesped, Rabbi Meir, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Aniyim b'nei shalosh, Ashir b'nei chamish. Aniyim, who, Rashi says, Aniyim, they feel pain more. Because they don't have anything else to make them happy. right? So then you got to give hespedim even at a younger age. B'nei shalosh. B'ashirim b'nei chamish. Rav Yashav says, interesting, you would have thought the opposite. An ani, who's already in a state of tsaris, so it doesn't affect him as much. An ashir, who has a lot, it does it, he's not in this realm. Rav Yashav says, no, you see otherwise. See, sometimes somebody in this sorry state might be even more pain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishma, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Aniyim b'nei chamesh, ashirim b'nei shesh, u'b'nei zakenim kib'nei aniyim. The elders are like b'nei aniyim. Why? Some Rishonim say, because they don't have anybody else to take care of them. Some say that they're not going to have any more children. We'll get back to that in a minute. Bez Hashem. Amar Gidah Bar Menashe, Marav Alachag Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. We'll pass on like the first daya. There is a Ran. The Ran here. We've quoted this from the Shulchan Aruch before, but today we get to say that it's in the Ran. The Ran here quotes Rav Nachshon Gaon. Rav Nachshon Gaon. Yenuka De Isyalid Vehu Bar Treino Bar Tlas VaArba Yomin. A baby born and he's only a few days old. Hach, and Rachman al-Aslan, the baby dies. Hachu regilin v'regemirin. This is what we do. Kinicha nafshe. If he dies before the Mila. Right? This is in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Gaonim, right here. Kinicha nafshe, demali le'al kivre. We give the baby a bris Mila. In the cemetery, before we bury him. Ve'ein mevarchen ala Mila, because it's not a mitzvah. U'maskinon le'shma. And we give him a name. We give the baby a name. Rachman al-Aslan. Dikemisrachamin min shemaya. See, as Rachmanis. Rachman al-Aslan, I once had this story with a congregant, and they named the baby Rachamim. Right, based on this, Maskin al-Eshma, the Kemisrachamim min Shemaya, Vahave Trias HaMesim, Have Yediya Bianuka. Trias HaMesim would be known by this child, Umavchin Le La'avua. And he'll be discernible to the father. Does that mean his father or Hashem? Not sure. Adkan Lashon, he quotes Reb Nachshon. And then he quotes one more line, a Zohar. Va'ani shamati, let's quote it. Sheyesh b'sefer haZohar, d'malachei hashareis malanoson. What that means? The malachim take care of him. U'masimin arlasam b'milas hamumarin, and they take the arla of this child who never get a schus to throw it onto the mumar who wished to cover up his mila. Kedei shenirin arelim u'baruch hayodeya ha'emes. That's the end of the Ran. Pretty scary Ran, whatever that means. But that's the Zohar quoting the Ran right here. Let's continue now, last section. Third wide line. Darash Rabbi Anani Bar Sosan Episcopal Domain to see Yom Echad Levnei Atzeres. One, so now the Chiddush of Rabbi Anani is as follows. We know that Shavuos, all the holidays, break Shiva. Now we're about to say not only that, but for Shloshim, they count for a week. One day, if somebody dies the day before Shavuos, V'Atzeres, Harekan Arba Asar. So Shiva is broken by Shavuos, that counts as 7 days. Shavuos is only one day, but it counts as 7 days, because it's a Chag. So it's already 14 days of Shloshim that are out. Shama Rabbi Ami V'Ikpid. Rabbi Ami heard about this and said, what? V'Amar Atu Didehi, Dribblaz Raboshiahi. Amar Raboshiahi. I agree with you, but you didn't say it, and then we're the right person. This was Rablazar Raboshi's statement. This wasn't yours. Say in the name of who you heard it from. Homer Dover B'Shem Amra. Darsh, same story. Darsh, if you saw Nafka killed the baby Rish Galusa, Yomech, the baby Atzeres, Vatzeres, Harekan Arbasar. Shamar of Sheshes, Ikpid. Amr, Otu Didehi, Rablazar Raboshiahi. It's not your statement. Dover Blazar Amra Raboshia, Minayin Latzeres, Sheish Latashlumin Kol Shiva. How do you know Shvuis? You could bring the car, if you missed bringing the carbon on Shvuis, you could bring it for a week. Which means there's something about it. We don't say tachlin for a week. Shene emar v'chaga matzos v'chaga shvuos v'chaga sukos machaga matzos yesh l'tashlum kol shiva v'chaga shvuos yesh l'tashlum kol shiva. Right, it's based on a pasuk. It's just like in tashlumin, so too avelus. Adri repapal or abav yisab v'darash yomecha l'fnei Rosh Hashanah v'yomek Rosh Hashanah arikan arbasar. Also Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim say it really doesn't make a difference because Yom Kippur is going to knock out the rest of it anyway. But either way, Rosh Hashanah counts as 14. Maybe if somebody died, you know, the Shiva was much earlier, 3 weeks before, that could be a nafkamina, for Rosh Hashanah to be 7, meaning if it's gonna end before Yom Kippur. Amar Avina, Hilkach, Yom Echa Lefnei Achag, one day before Sukkot. And they said Sukkot, that's 14. The Chag Shmini Shalom, and Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yantif. Harikan Esrim Ve'echa Yom. It's 21 days of Shloshim already taken care of. Ravina Iqbal Surah de Pras, Amalah he visited. Amalah Rav Chaviva Misura de Pras, Ravina, Amar Mar, Yom Echel of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Harikan Arbaasar, Amalah, Anam Estavar, Kerbe Gamliel Udamina. Right, I say it's like Kerbe Gamliel. Meaning we paskin like all of these opinions. There's a machlokas. What exactly does that last line mean? but we'll leave it for now. It just means that, yeah, that's what we paskin, right? We'll start where Rav Yosef points out, this is a huge chiddush, to say that Shavuos counts for 7 days. First of all, the source is in Hilchos Yontif, not in Hilchos Avelos. Number two, you might have said it by Pesach and Sukkot. Who says you apply it to Shavuos? But that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, that even Shavuos would be able to apply here based on the hekesh to the other Yomim Tovim. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is up. Let's start from last night. Then should we continue as we get into the home stretch of Elu Megalchin.